Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and reminding you about the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale coming up this Friday, April 19th, just a few days away now. That's going to be at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics and maternal instincts. Many bulls are suitable for heifers, and buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon, sale at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Visit them online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee.
Folks, I hope you've been working on your poetry because the Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering is getting started April 25th through the 28th. That's next weekend, everybody. Mark your calendars for Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Sure, we're used to it in the fall, but they're changing things around. Spring into some great entertainment. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication. Located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions anywhere in the world, this area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers as well as business people. Published every Saturday, go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. You know, Kim, eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines.
That's true. I have never once heard of a weasel getting sucked into an engine.
Just so you know. And I have a little golfing story for you to start things off.
You are into this golf thing. Are you trying to hint?
'Tis the season, I guess.
Okay, I'll go along with you.
A young man and a priest were playing golf together. At a short par three, the priest will ask, "What are you going to use in this hole, my son?" The young man says, "An iron, father. How about you?" The priest says, "I'm going to hit a soft 7 and pray." The young man hits his iron and puts the ball on the green. The priest tops his iron and dribbles the ball out just a few yards. The young man says, "I don't know about you, father, but in my church, when we pray, we keep our heads down." Just a hint there. What do you have today?
Yeah. Okay, I have a piece that was shared by Randy McFarlane. He's our weather guy out of Valentine. And he said he didn't know the author, but he thought this was appropriate. I'll let you be the judge. A man died and went to heaven. As he stood in front of Apostle Paul at the pearly gates, he saw a huge wall of clocks behind him. He asked, "What are those clocks?" Apostle Paul answered him, "Those are lie clocks. Every time you lie, the hands on your clock will move." "Oh," said the guy, "whose clock is that?" "That's Mother Teresa's. The hands have never moved," indicating that she never told a lie. "Incredible." "That's Abraham Lincoln's clock. The hands have moved twice, telling us that Abe told only 2 lies in his entire life." "Where is Joe Biden's clock?" "His clock is in Jesus's office. He uses it as a ceiling fan."
Oh, you're getting a little political now.
No, it's just being funny and silly.
Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity.
You can't cure that.
A person who smiles in the face of adversity probably has a scapegoat. Just a few things for you to think about on this portion of the Good Stuff program.
And here's another one. A boy was assigned a paper on childbirth and asked his parents, "How was I born?" "Well, honey," said the boy's mom, "the stork brought you to us." "Oh," said the boy, "well, how did you and Daddy get born?" he asked. "Oh, the stork brought us too," chimed in Dad. "Well, how were Grandpa and Grandma born?" he persisted. "Well, darling, the stork brought them too," said the mom, by now starting to squirm a little in the lazy boy recliner. Several days later, the boy handed his paper to the teacher, who read with confusion the opening sentence. "This report has been very difficult to write because there hasn't been a natural childbirth in my family for 3 generations.
That is funny. That's funny.
That is.
So if at first you don't succeed, you probably should try management.
Oh, there you go. No, I don't know. I'm not touching it.
Never put off until tomorrow what you can avoid altogether. I didn't say these were good, but thanks to Mike McFarlane for sending those in to us out there.
Okay.
If you have something to share with us here on The Good Stuff, whether it's funny or maybe a poem that you'd written, something for spring would be great, golf season, camping season, travel season, all of those things, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then keep listening because we may be able to feature it on a future edition of The Good Stuff.